Blog Talk Radio.
About the NFL and you know, the Jet news, Giant news, and ended off with a little you know, sports entertainment. But without further ado, let's talk about the Mets here.
Baseball.
Yep. Let's play baseball. Let's play two.
Yep.
But the Mets, they lost 2 out of 3 to the Braves, the team, the wild card leader in the NL East. Well, actually, I should say in the NL, the National League period. But Mets had a chance to, you know, try to, you know, inch away closer to the wild card, but they fall again. But it's worth noting that Jose Reyes, he injured his left hamstring. So who knows how long he's going to be out, if it's day-to-day or for the rest of the year, who knows? I mean, I haven't seen or heard anything.
That's bad, man. The guy was having a good season, too.
Oh, yeah. The guy was having an MVP / at the very minimum, the batting title, but because of his recent injury, Castro Sterling. I mean Sterling Castro, the catcher for the Chicago Cubs. He passed him with base hit. So you know, so I don't know. And with this other injury, you know, before this, after his last injury, and before this newest injury, you know, he was in a slump. I mean, he knocked in two home runs, but and then that he hasn't really been hitting as much.
Right.
And before he injured himself, he recorded his 50th multi-hit game.
Oh.
Less than 100 games, which I think only two players did it. History, I think. Ichiro and the other player. Oh, yeah, Darren Erstad. I know a name you're very familiar with.
Yep. He pitched with the Angels.
Yep.
I mean, hit with the Angels, I should say.
Yeah, that pesky... shortstop.
Yeah.
Especially in the 0-2 championship team.
Yeah.
I know you got his jersey somewhere in your house.
Yeah, I do. I have his jersey.
I believe you use it as toilet paper, I think.
But talking about killers,
okay.
I heard infamous Met killer Chipper Jones was at it again today, huh?
Yeah, you know, I don't know, man. We need to change the locks on the door when he comes to show up. I mean, he pretty much owns us here.
Yeah, I mean, he's one of the all-time Met killers.
I know.
I mean, there's a lot of Met killers, but he's one of the all-time.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, he's right up there with, you know, Hank Aaron and Willie McCovey and I'm trying to think of another one.
Derek Jeter.
Sorry. Oh yeah, Jeter. I didn't even. I was just thinking of guys who hit so many home runs, at least 40 home runs against the Mets. But
yeah.
Jeter. I mean, he has the highest batting average in against the Mets.
Yeah.
So yeah, you got to put Jeter in that mention. But then again, a lot of people you never even heard of are becoming Met killers. I mean, because the Mets haven't been doing so well since 06. So. You know, let's just say we're keeping a lot of scrubs, you know, in the major leagues. Putting their kids. It's not much of a major fear anymore.
Right.
But, Mets, you know, they were trailing 5-2, but, you know, they chipped away and cut the lead. You know, they eventually tied it. I can't remember what happened.
Well, now the big hit that came. What inning did that come in?
Let me try to remember. It was in the ninth, I believe. It happened.
Oh.
Yeah, it happened in the ninth. One of the pitchers kept, you know, throwing like three sliders in a row. Might have been Parnell, if my memory served me right.
Right, right.
And so a future Hall of Fame player like Chipper Jones. First real name Larry, but you know that guy, man. When the hitter knows what's coming, man. Especially a guy of that caliber, he's gonna produce.
Yeah. And well, you know he's been a good hitter throughout his career.
Yep.
Possible Hall of Famer, possibly, right?
Yeah, one of the greatest switch hitters ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did what he always did. It was throw back to Chipper Jones. I mean,
yeah.
The only thing that was missing was Bobby Valentine and Piazza in the dugout. as P.O.'d as I am after the loss, but I got to give the Mets players and Terry Collins some credit here. You know, they were trailing 5-2. They lost Reyes, so they had to do ridiculous stuff. They had to literally move the infield, man.
Mm.
I mean, Wright's career, he played short. That's how crazy how he switched the infield.
Oh.
So Wright, finally played a game at short. We don't know what happened to Reyes. How severe is this injury? Ike Davis most likely is going to be gone for the year. I don't think they've officially confirmed it yet, but he's most likely gone. Santana, I mean, earlier this week he had a setback. You know, he still had some shoulder fatigue, but...
Yeah, I heard about that.
But it looks like, you know, he has no structural damage. Hopefully not.
It looks like Santana might miss the season.
I think he will. I mean, but they're going to, I think they're going to give him one more try to see if he can go at it, but I don't know. I hope when he tries one more time, he doesn't mess anything up.
I mean, there's what just one more month left in the season.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like he's going to help us in a playoff run anyway, so I think he should just rest himself up.
Yeah, for next year.
Exactly. Ike Davis, too. I mean, you don't need these guys, you know, killing themselves to come back. I know these guys have a competitive nature that, you know, they want to try to help this team win as many games as possible. So
yeah.
They want to be out there, provide leadership, but I don't know, the Fat Lady song. I think as soon as Tripper Jones hit the Fat Lady song, but then again, Mets have been losing what? Before they won yesterday, because Mets snapped their five-game losing streak Saturday night when they hit four home runs. I mean, that rarely happens.
No.
Jason Bay hit his eighth home run, which, I mean, when Mets signed Jason Bay, you would think Jason Bay would have hit his eighth home run probably in April or May or something.
Yeah.
You know, but... You know, he's been a flat-out bust. I mean, he's only had 14 home runs in his first 2 years in a Met uniform.
Yeah, he's a colossal disappointment.
Yeah, he might be the biggest free agent signing bust, but...
Man.
I think it would be a safe bet to say.
How many more years does he sign, Tigger?
I think two or three more years. I would say two more years if I'm...
Two more?
I think two more years we have left with him. Better get his act together, man.
Yeah, you guys might have to trade that guy.
No one's going to want him, but... I mean, he is starting to hit better of late. Cause, he's last year and this year, I mean, this guy, I've never seen someone, I don't even know if you could call it a slump. I mean, it was the biggest slump. I mean,
why is that? Why is he not hitting, though?
He's starting to hit now, but I don't know. I mean, it's like, you know, either he struck out during his huge slump, all he did was strike out or hit the ball to right at the third baseman, a ground ball right at the third baseman. But now it looks like, he's having more confidence. I mean, he did get on base five times today, so that proves right there how he's improving at the plate.
Yeah.
So, you know, hopefully he keeps it up because, you know, he stole a lot of money. I mean...
Well, you know, maybe he's starting to find it.
Yeah,
what if that it is?
Well, whatever he does, he find it. He better not give it to Bernie Madoff. You know, he needs to keep whatever he got, man. He don't need to lose it because he's been a flat out bust. But let me take up something else.
Tomorrow's bottom shaper free with your order. Just pay the small processing fee. Tomorrow's bottom shaper eliminates Donald.
And the Yankees play tonight in a big game, rubber game against the Red Sox.
Yep.
And the battle for first. Right now we're tied. And, you know, the Red Sox, we've had our number this year. They've won 9 out of 11 games that we played them. But we've been hot lately, although they ended our 8-game winning streak last night. But, you know, we have to beat them. We have to show these guys that we could beat these guys.
The past year finally lost a game. I mean,
yeah.
16-6.
Well, he hasn't been doing good against the Red Sox this season either, so...
Well, yeah, obviously. But he has, really.
Yeah, we have to show these Sox.
Funny, man. It shows you, man, even if you dominate, you know, a team like the Red Sox has been dominating the Yankees this year, it didn't really mean anything because, I mean, they're tied for first place.
Exactly.
You would have thought, you know, they had a season like that a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Who was that? Oh, was that, no, not
it was 08. The year that we won the World Series.
09, probably. Like, they
yeah,
won
the years.
They won the division, and you guys won the wild card.
Wait, who, the Red Sox?
Yeah, there was a year you guys, Red Sox won the division, and you guys won the wild card. I can't remember what
oh,
year that was.
Yeah, yeah, that was like, what, that was,
No, no, not 09. I think it was 07. Was it 07, I think?
Could have been, yeah. 07, that's when they won the championship.
Who won the championship? Oh, Red Sox.
Red Sox, yeah.
Right, right, right. Against Rocky.
Yeah.
Yeah, after Rocky swept the Phillies.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Yankees, Red Sox tonight, man.
It'll be a good one.
So who's starting?
I think it's Garcia versus. Is it Beckett pitching tonight? I'm not sure. Could be Beckett or Wakefield. I'm not sure. It'll be good.
Could be a pitching duel. Yep. Then again, you never know. These guys could have another slugfest.
Yeah.
But it should be, but you know, if the guys pitch the way they're supposed to, it should be a pitching duel.
It should be. I mean, both teams have good pitchers.
Good offense.
And Beck has been good against the Yankees all season, so. Most likely will be a pitching duel. But
yeah,
you never know with the Red Sox Yankees.
And it is baseball, you know.
Yeah.
But anything is possible.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I'll switch gears to, you know, WWE. I don't remember what happened. On Raw, oh yes, right, the CM Punk, they confirmed that CM Punk and Cena is going to fight to determine who's the undisputed WWE champion.
And do you think it's going to be a ladder match? Or you think
no,
it's
it looks like it's just going to be a regular no disqualification match. Announced. So. And plus, they did have a ladder. They did have a ladder pay per view with the Money in the Bank. Maybe it was probably too soon.
A ladder match would be better.
I think that probably that's what you know. That's why they didn't make a ladder match because they had the there was the Money in the Bank ladder match. I mean, it wasn't for the title, obviously. But
yeah.
Maybe they felt it was too soon to have two ladder type you know matches. Well, actually, they had three because they had. I mean, they had two, for one for the SmackDown Money in the Bank and one for the Raw.
Right, right,
maybe
right.
They had a third ladder match, you know, in the past two pay-per-view events.
That's true. That's true, I guess. I think they probably will make CM Punk get the title, maybe.
Yeah, I think so. Because, CM Punk is getting the push, you know, that he deserves. And it would make the whole rivalry more interesting if CM Punk, you know, helped to the title.
Yeah, of course.
The one and on to the title. Because Cena winning it again, I mean, they screwed out Rey Mysterio, I mean, out of the title.
That's true, but we still will have his chances.
Yeah, he won he's a three-time world champion. I mean, to be honest with you, I didn't even think neither one of those guys should have been fighting, you know, for the title again. I mean, but then again, that was after Rey Mysterio's rematch. Because you remember he fought Miz to win the title.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, John Cena, because he didn't get, you know, to defend the title when he was supposed to be fired. Of course, we knew that wasn't going to happen. He got his rematch. And of course, as we expected, he won.
Yeah, Rey Mysterio is like the masked John Cena, anyway.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I was a huge Rey Mysterio fan. I mean, I have no problem with him. I mean, but I don't know his. You know, that's the problem with WWE. The top guys are too predictable. You know their finishing moves, and you know most. There's a 99% chance they're gonna win the match anyway.
Yeah.
But that's why it's kind of as interesting as you know, as it was you know Attitude Era or before. Prior to that.
But, you know, CM Punk winning the title now, it's going to be good for WWE, you know?
Exactly.
Instead of having John Cena carried all the time.
I know. I mean, Cena's so dependent on the title.
Yep.
I mean, even you can see guys, I mean, you know, there's some guys that haven't even held the title for a long time. Because once you get to that legendary status or, you know, a borderline legend, because, I mean, let's face it, even though, you know, Cena isn't the best in-ring technician, but with all his titles and his main event status, I mean, he's eventually going to go to the WWE Hall of Fame anyway. But, I mean, once you get to that level, when you win the title so many times and you're already a main event guy.
That's
true.
You
don't need to win the title all the time. You could be in contention, but you don't have to win the title like all the time.
Yeah, it gets boring after a while. Seeing champion characters.
Cena. The last time Cena got cheered, you know, in unison was, you know, by the whole fans was probably WrestleMania 21. Yeah, that was like the last time.
Yeah.
I mean, his character is getting old. I mean, we've been talking about this for years for him to turn heel. And,
which WWE will never.
Yeah, they'll never do that, for sure.
Never, that'll never happen.
I mean, they're making so much money in marketing, you know, with the kids and, you know, their moms, you know, taking them to the events. They'll never. I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah.
There was rumors also that a high-ranking official is going to cancel the Cena versus Rock match. But as you would expect, I mean, a lot of people are interested in that match. I mean, that's why, you know, sales for that pay-per-view event is like, it's already sold out. I think the ticket to the event is already sold out, or the traveling arrangements, stuff like that. I mean, you know, there's a buzz for WrestleMania already.
Yeah, a lot of people looking forward to that, but so until next year.
And as we talk about, Rock's going to return at Survivor Series SG in place he debuted. Of course, as Rock and Maivia.
Yeah.
At the SummerSlam 96.
And he'll be coming back at Madison Square Garden.
Yep, the world's most famous arena.
That'll be a good one. I'm still wondering if he's going to be a referee or he's going to be in a match.
I mean, you have to use him either way. I hope, hopefully he'd be in the elimination tag. Because, I mean, technically it wouldn't be, a one-on-one match. So, I mean, they could get away with that. It would, you know, the WrestleMania one would be his first one-on-one match in,
yeah,
like, 8 years or so?
Yep.
Because I think it would be stupid for them to let him rust like that and not use him, you know, just so they can hype it up that, oh, this is the first time he fought in, like, 8 years.
Do you think he'll be promoting a movie?
Right now, I think he's filming G.I. Joe 2.
Oh.
Roadblock. And I also read that there was reports that they were thinking about making him be in SummerSlam, but scheduling conflicts, which would be, you know, making films, you know, conflicted with that, and that's why they pushed it all the way back to Survivor Series.
Yeah, I'm sure G.I. Joe 2 will be a blockbuster like G.I. Joe 1.
It better be. I mean, they got Fast 5. I mean, Fast and the Furious has always been a popular movie. I mean, I've never seen them, but Fast 5, you know, got a lot of buzz, you know, with the, you know, with the potential of Vin Diesel and Rock, you know, going at it.
Well, yeah, Fast Five is, well, that's much better than G.I. Joe.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously. G.I. Joe,
heard the G.I. Joe movie was crap.
That's what I just said. It's a bust. Hopefully they'll revamp it and...
I can make a much better movie than that, than G.I. Joe.
You know what? How you can make a better movie? If you take out the toys from out of the box and just, you know, make the voiceovers for it. Have the soundtrack of the old 80s theme song playing in the background. Yo, Joe.
Well, I was thinking about including Naked Woman in my movie, but, you know. I guess it's the same idea.
But, I'm trying to think what I was going to say. Oh, yeah, Cena's going to change his attire, apparently, for like the 80th million time. And
what color?
I have no idea, but it sounds like he's not going to be wearing those short shorts anymore.
He's not?
Or jean shorts anymore.
Short shorts. I don't want to see short shorts.
I don't want to see that either. But apparently he's changing his ring attire somehow.
Oh.
Well, hopefully that'll change his gimmick. They should change his gimmick.
Let's just see.
Because, you know, now there's even reports saying maybe Cena might turn heel at WrestleMania at the end of the match or whatever. But, like we mentioned earlier, we'll believe it when we see it.
Yeah, exactly. I'll believe it when I see it.
And the change would have to happen before the match to hype it up.
Yeah.
Just him turning, it would be kind of like... It would be kind of like the Stone Cold Rock thing in 2017, but it wouldn't be as epic.
Yeah.
Well, actually, it could be epic, depending on how they do it, because it would be shocking. It would be epic. I don't think it would be epic on that level.
I will see it when I believe it. Well, I'll believe it when I see it.
And of course, WWE released some people.
Melina,
Chris Masters, Samir Kozlov, and they say that they fired Gail Kim, but Gail Kim said she quit. So,
oh, yes. I'll miss her.
Yeah, she could. Both her and Melina could fight, but
best female wrestler in WWE.
One of the few, because usually the women are there just there for eye candy.
Yeah, she was definitely good looking.
Chris Masters, I mean, his first run, you know, they were hyping this guy to be a main event guy, but I always thought that guy sucked, really.
Yeah, he never turned out to be as big as he was supposed to be.
I mean, Kozlov, same thing. They were hyping this guy, you know, he's gonna be a main event guy. But, I mean, he just had a head start, and, you know, they changed him to this guy, and pretty much sucks, really.
Yeah.
The guy who was, like, Ray Khali, was different from this guy. Pretty much so did, and so that started limited.
Yep.
With that, see you guys later.
Please, peace out. No problem.
For another episode of Sports with the Legend. Of course, I'm William Ramon, and I'll be out.